This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a focus on Euphoria again, including tracks from their new record with Dogwood Tales. Then, a track from 90s Japanese alt-rock band Yura Yura Tokoku, and a brilliant cover by MJ Lindemann. Welcome to episode 222 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was a track from this week's feature album, the new record Destination Heaven, by Euphoria Again and Dogwood Tales. Euphoria Again is the project of John Klein. He began working on the band in the early 2010s and released the lo-fi folk rock collection Bedroom Recordings in 2013. A year later, he released my favourite, the EP The Mouse Rides On. There's power pop, lo-fi Americana, and noisy alt rockers with doses of dreamy shoegaze guitar noise. Here's the best track, with a very indie slacker take on the power pop propagated by the song's namesake. This is Big Star. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Euphoria again with Big Star. After releasing a first proper self-titled record in 2017, Klein shifted focus to his lead guitar gig in the Philly band Knife Play. They play shoegazy indie, evoking Soccer Mummy, Snail Mail, Slow Dive, and Drop 19s. Euphoria released records again in 2021 and 2024, now releasing a new record with Dogwood Tales. Dogwood is more of an alt country band, from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Their start came in 2016, as a duo featuring Ben Ryan and Kyle Grimm. And after releasing their first record in 2018, they expanded to include Jake Gullibut, Danny Gibney, and Stephen Kuster on the drums, bass, and pedal steel. Taking strong influence from the likes of Jason Molina, Neil Young, and other guitar-based Americana legends, I think they're a band just on the brink of breaking through among what I see as the second coming of Americana that we're seeing in the alt-rock world. This new collab album is great. The title track which opened the show is my favourite. There's also a cool cover which will close off the show. But here's the fun penultimate track, Slackers and Go-Getters.
I'm doing right.
That was Dogwood Tales and Euphoria again, with Slackers and Go-Getters. Next up, a track that missed out on last week's Hidden Gems show. On that show, I played a favourite from Japanese shoegazers Honey Dip. On that theme, here's an even better piece of Japanese guitar-led alt-rock, Yura Yura Tikoku, translating as the Wobbling Empire, formed in 1989 in Tokyo. A figurehead of the Japanese alt-rock scene, their sound varied across their 10 studio albums, though they are generally considered a psych rock band. The band's lead singer and guitarist is Shintaro Sakimoto, whose solo career of funky lo-fi alt-pop has eclipsed the commercial success of the band he headed for 21 years. His 2020 single by Swallow Season is an absolute favourite. It's an incredibly beautiful song. Anyway, I digress. Here's an example of the brilliance of this Japanese alt-rock band. From 1998's 3x3x3, here's the infectious garage rocker Contru Rock from Yura Yura Tikoku.
Yeah.
Shintaro Sakimoto and Yura Yura Takoku with Konchu Rock. Next up, we turn the noise down a bit for one of my favourite covers released last year. Are you a Counting Crows fan? Can you name any of their songs other than Mr. Jones? Well, I'd answer no to both those questions a few weeks ago. That changed when I saw the MJ Lindemann cover of A Long December. Lindemann performs this cover solo in front of a room full of celebrities for the GQ Men of the Year Awards. Wearing sunglasses inside at night, Lindemann is performing this in the lobby of the legendary Los Angeles Cultural Center that is the Chateau Marmont. It's a perfect setting for an intimate performance of a beautiful song that is steeped in LA imagery, a city I personally have a deep love for. The original version is from the 1996 record Recovering the Satellites and was written about a friend of lead singer Adam Duritz who was run over and the ensuing pain it caused him and his band. That original is great, but here's Lindemann with the even better stripped back cover.
Better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 yeah. The smell of hospitals in the winter, and the feeling that it's all a lot of oysters and old pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way that light attaches to a girl. And it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. sometime after 2 a.m. And we talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I've tried to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been so long since I've seen the ocean, I guess I should. Na 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 na.
A perfect song for the month of January, one thinks. That was MJ Lindemann with a live cover of Counting Crows' A Long December. Our final song this week is the album closer from Destination Heaven. There's a definite Neil Young and Crazy Horse influence with Euphoria Again, and they demonstrate that influence explicitly with a cover of Neil's song Albuquerque. It's a track from the 1975 record Tonight's the Night. And while I'm a Neil Young mega fan, I never thought it was among his better songs with its loose folky sound. This cover, though, by Euphoria Again and Dogwood Tales, gives the track a proper Crazy Horse treatment with a strong dose of that trademark's roots rock guitar noise. So here's Albuquerque.
I got time. Roll the number. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.